But aside from this, I want to ask you, is it natural when it said, "He who is of the earth is earthly," and "the Lord is from heaven"? Yes, says one. So then, was Adam only earthly, or did he also have another type of substance compatible with heavenly and incorporeal beings, which the scripture refers to as soul and spirit? It's clear to everyone that he did. Therefore, the Lord was not only from above, even though he is said to be from heaven, but he also assumed our flesh. But Paul's intention is like this. As we have carried the image of the earthly, meaning evil deeds, let us also carry the image of the heavenly, the way of living that is found in the heavens. If he were talking about nature, there would be no need for encouragement or advice. So from this, it's also clear that this phrase pertains to our way of life.